I've never seen a surface where there's three different types of grass, first and foremost. Three different types of grass. So when you're travelling right in the middle, it was ridiculously hard and, as I said, unsafe as far as I'm concerned.
Kevin Muscat, the Melbourne Victory coach, with his damn in assessment of the SCG surface, is having followed this through Super Rugby and onto the NRL and then the AFL, the one code which was, well, it was going to be totally inappropriate for, was the A-League, and so it proved on Saturday night. The Melbourne Victory Chief Executive Trent Jacobs is with me. Trent, welcome back to SEN.
Good morning, Jared. Thanks for having me.
Was the SCG unsuitable for your game on Saturday night?
Yeah, we believe it was, Jared. We made a statement not only from our coach immediately after the game, but we followed that up yesterday. To Kevin's point, there were three different surfaces. Obviously, they've got the centre cricket pitch square. There was what was called play-ready turf that we believe had been dropped in 2 or 3 weeks prior, and then there was the existing turf. So given that inconsistency, the consensus from the players was, as they were running across the different surfaces, it was difficult with their footing to interpret how it was going to react. Therefore, they found it, well, probably, and from our side, we found it unsuitable. And then to your point, in terms of our code, all of the codes obviously play differently. And in relation to our code with the ball running across the surface, it was bobbling in different ways and obviously moving at different rates across the different types of grass, which obviously didn't make for the spectacle we all wanted.
Did you have any option of not playing that game? Did you have the capacity to call it before the game?
The way it currently works, Jared, is that the local club, being Sydney FC in this case, would have been working throughout the week with the SCG Trust to obviously oversee the two venues at Moore Park in consultation with the FFA. And earlier in the week, it was deemed that it was fit and ready for play. And that's basically the way it tends to work. Ultimately, the only other parties that could have said that it wasn't deemed fit for play would have been the match officials and the match commissioner, who, from what I understand, believed it was fit and safe. We had concerns when we arrived. That decision was made. We played, and retrospectively, what we're now asking for is a review into how it occurred and to ensure that if we see reform going forwards, Jared, there is genuine measurability around tests that are undertaken on pitches to ensure safety. And from our perspective as well, the second part of it would be, should the A-League games be played on surfaces where there is an existing cricket wicket? Our view is it shouldn't.
If you were scheduled to play there again, and I know in the regular season you're not, would you decline?
We would be having conversations and are already having conversations with the FFA as to our resistance to be playing at venues with cricket pitches. So the answer to that would be, obviously, we would go and do an assessment. We would work with the FFA and everybody. But I think going forwards, we have to have serious review of playing A-League games on pitches with cricket wickets.
Is it the club's belief that the Terry Antonis injury was at least in part due to the surface?
We believe it was in part due, obviously, to all of the Melbourne Victory members and fans out there. Quick update, Terry is was scanned yesterday. He's meeting with our medicos later this afternoon, so we're hopeful that we'll get an update today. We are also hopeful we'll get the best outcome. Preliminary tests are suggesting that it's positive, but until we get all of the results through, we're not sure. Obviously, the reason we say that, Jared, too, in terms of it being partly responsible, was that it was away from the ball and it was away from any other player. So the contribution certainly in part has to be related to the pitch, we would have thought.
Have you spoken to Terry about it?
Only briefly. My time with Terry was brief and he was in pain after the game. So it was probably more about a welfare matter at that stage as to how we could assist him that evening getting to his family and the like. But in terms of the incident itself, I went and had a look at the pitch after the game to have a look at it. And it seemed to be a contribution of it being very, very hard in the middle. And also with some dew coming in, Jared, late in the evening, it certainly made it more slippery. So I think that those two things certainly contributed.
Is it the sort of incident that can lead to legal action from an individual?
Oh, but look, I wouldn't go that far at this stage. Obviously, we want to assess Terry and we're hoping for the best outcome. But it's more a matter for us as to how do we ensure we get better in this situation as a code. we certainly don't want to act on behalf of other codes here, but you know, we need to make sure that the playing surface is best to facilitate the aesthetics and the visual play that we all want, but also that the workplace for the players is safe. So it's really about now, how do we all learn from this and ensure that we don't put ourselves in those situations again?
Would there be any wisdom, Trent, in all four footy codes coming together? This is clearly a problem now. The A-League is going to be minimally affected from here, but it's impossible to imagine the Perth-Sydney game could be played there. If you all came together as a collective, would that make you a powerful lobby group with the SCG Trust?
I don't think it's just about the SCG Trust. I think it's about a lot of venues now, Jared, and I'm certainly not suggesting that the venues around the country aren't well presented, but they are multi-purpose venues. So in terms of any shared intellectual property and knowledge that we can work together on, it certainly seems to make sense to me. But I think that what we need to look at is measurability of how services are deemed fit for play, and that's probably the starting point as a code. But I think your point certainly has merit.
Do you think the Sydney FC Perth Glory game will be played at the SCG?
Can't act on behalf of Danny Townsend, the CEO of Sydney FC, but I think that it'll be seriously considered, and there may well be a chance to move it based on his preliminary comments and my discussions with him yesterday.
Yeah, it's completely unacceptable. Good on you, Trent. Thanks for the update from Victory, and fingers crossed for Terry Antonis.
Our pleasure. All the best.
Trent Jacobs, the Chief Executive of Melbourne Victory, and what transpired at the SCG is it's been problematic for rugby union, for rugby league. It's not ideal for AFL. The game that's scheduled there is such an important game on Thursday night, Sydney and Melbourne, but it is absolutely not on for A-League. Football needs a better pitch than what's on offer at the SCG. After the break, we'll head to Aintree, the Grand National. We have a correspondent. John's going to be back with me.